Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Everyone, and I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. We share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by $1 Million Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. You want to learn how to tell and say your story? Go to tawatson.com under the programs and products page and click on $1 Million Business Pathway to get yourself started. So, folks, are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Joining me, I have the, I think she's won every business award in the country so far. You know, she's a business entrepreneur. She's doing big things out there, making things happen. Very, very glad to have her on my show. LaPronda Spann, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Thanks for being a part of the show here. So why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. So my name is LaPronda Spann. I am what I would consider myself a dream builder, the owner of Lane Consulting, and a visionary architect of this company. We specialize in increasing the pool of firms that are certified to do business with government and major corporations. And then the government also hires me to assist them with making sure they're spending money with those of us who are certified.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then you have a big program coming up here soon, right?
I do. So all the knowledge and information and skills that I've acquired over these last 8 years in business and being in government certifications and contracting, I am getting ready to launch an online course called Fast Track to Contracts. Ah. And I am sharing every one of the steps that I've learned, and there are 5 in total, that will help people move from getting certified to landing their first or next contract. So I'm excited that it'll launch February 15th. And I hope that someone out there wants to diversify their revenue so that they can really get off that gerbil wheel and start landing premium contracts, as opposed to having 5,000 contracts with smaller, you know, not as lucrative contracts. But these are really lucrative contracts where you can really sustain your company long term.
I love it. I love it. And if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. So they can find me on my website. You can schedule a consultation at laneconsultingllc.com, and that's LAINconsultingllc.com. Or they can also call me at 704-966-7622. I'd love to speak with you, learn about what you're doing, and see how we can support and assist you in growing your business to the next level.
Awesome, folks. If you're looking for an amazing coach, you got to reach out to LaPronda Spann. She knows what she's doing. So LaPronda, as you know, this podcast is really geared towards trying to give our listening audience a chance to kind of hear from amazing people like you, hear how you bounce back from some of the challenges, so our folks can take those things and kind of create their own blueprint themselves. So I'm going to get into my first question here. And what's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally or professionally?
So the biggest obstacle that I've had to overcome is transitioning from being an employee and having an employee mindset.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
To being an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Because everybody tells you to go to school and teaches you how to work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But no one talks you through the transition it takes to become an entrepreneur and build a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so not having the mindset of an entrepreneur really hurt me, because it spiraled me into a space where I was making less money than I had ever made in my life, trying to figure out how to pivot into this new mindset and entrepreneurship. As a single parent, you don't get the luxury of failing because you have somebody else to feed. And so I jumped into entrepreneurship as a single parent, and I thought I knew I had a blueprint in place, but there were so many challenges that I faced that I was unprepared for.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. It was the hardest thing that I had ever done. And I had done extremely well in corporate America, climbing that ladder. But when you see yourself going backwards, it's how do you get out of that and go forward?
Yeah. So tell us about, and thank you for being honest and transparent about that, because that's probably a scenario that a lot of people can identify with, who probably want to take the leap but don't know how. Give us an example of the biggest challenge you faced jumping out there in that first year as an entrepreneur. What was the biggest thing you faced?
So, you know, you can find a coach and you can find a consultant, but at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to know your business and to sell it and to help people understand the value in that. And I think I was challenged with trying to figure that out very early on. And so I got to a place where I wasn't generating enough sales. I wasn't generating enough revenue. And when you get to that place where you start seeing the bills come in and there isn't enough money in the month to carry in you into the next month, and you still have to feed this baby and feed yourself and keep a roof over your head, that was such a huge challenge. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And so when you're looking at the potential of facing government assistance, filing for unemployment, or whatever you have to do to make sure you stay afloat, while also honoring the fact that you weren't going to go back to corporate America.
Yeah.
Because most people will run right back to corporate America, and I wouldn't do it. So I was willing to weather the storm, figure it out. I could go to family members and ask for money, but I didn't want to do that because I knew that that would make me dependent on other people bailing me out. And I knew if I didn't get the lesson and figure out how to grow and go beyond this space, that I would never reach the level of a success that I wanted to. And so I weathered that storm, figured it out, called on coaches and consultants, and figured out how to better market and sell myself to move me away from that space of almost losing everything. And many of us in entrepreneurship don't talk about those dark tales, but many of us have brink of losing everything at one point. And I experienced that at least twice.
Wow.
I haven't looked back since. Wow.
You know, and that's
important.
You know, and I can't thank you enough for being honest about that, because a lot of folks out there do want to jump into entrepreneurship, but don't necessarily know the some of the real life challenges that you may face in doing that. So tell us about, you know, because people may be watching that from a distance and may have watched you from a distance as well. Talk to us about some of the emotions you were feeling when you were in that dark space, when you're looking at the bills pile up and your money's not there to be able to, you know, pay for those bills and other things are coming your way. What were the emotions and feelings you were dealing with during that time?
I mean, some of it is, of course, shame and guilt. Like, what have you done?
Yeah.
How did you put yourself in this position? Especially that, since I'm number one, I'm the oldest child and the oldest grandchild, had always been extremely successful, whether it was in school or even in climbing a corporate ladder. My family was always so proud of me. And so to leave everything that they knew looked like success and launch into something of my own, which I really don't have a lot of entrepreneurs in my family, you know, it can be daunting when you have to be very honest. That's if you choose to be honest with your family and say, this is what I'm facing right now. And so what's interesting is I have family and friends who would say things like, you should have never left your job. Mm. Or they'll say things like, that was the devil. You should have just prayed for the person that gave you all these challenges in entrepreneurship, or you just need to go back and find a job. And people will send me job descriptions and I would refuse to do it, because you have to know in your heart of hearts that you were called to this space. Yeah. And so, you know, I was honest with one of my girlfriends. I in telling that story to her, I never asked her to bail me out. Mm-hmm. I just want her to listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm facing. Because I knew if I got beyond it, we would celebrate that story later.
Sure.
About how I triumphed over that area and that space to get to where I am today. Wow. And so that shame and guilt can weigh really, really heavy.
Yes.
I was able to feel all of it, suffer through it, cry if I needed to, but continue to move forward. Because that's the thing, is are you failing forward? If you're gonna fail, that's fine. Fail forward, get the lesson, get up and keep going.
Yeah, you know, and that's very, very well said. And I appreciate you sharing that as well. So as you start talking about how you had to keep going, what were some of the coping mechanisms that you dealt with as you kind of endured this low point of your career?
Sure. So luckily, I knew early on that I wasn't smart enough to know everything I needed in entrepreneurship. So I kept a coach and I've kept a counselor. Uh-huh. And the counselor in turn also introduced me to another business owner who had become a mentor. Her and her husband are extremely successful in this market. And so I was able to call her at moments when I wasn't sure if I was going to meet payroll, or if I wasn't sure if I would be able to pay for certain things in my business. And she would tell me her story. Mm. in all honesty. Why? Because I was transparent. She was willing to be transparent too. And because of that, it was another moment to say, keep going.
Yeah.
It's just a part of the process. You'll get through it. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know. And when people lend themselves to you in that way, mm-hmm. because you're transparent, you really will see a difference and you'll see things start to, you know, get better. I also always use affirmations. I pray mm-hmm. often. Mm-hmm. Like, the biggest thing about this space is it's not always about your intellect. It's also about your faith, mm-hmm. in God, faith in yourself, faith in the people that are, you know, are around you, making sure you're in the right networks. All of that's a critical part of how you move beyond the challenges to get to a space of success and never look back at that again. Now, every level of, you know, success has its challenge because every level is a new space that you hadn't been in before and you still have to master it. But you never have to go back to the dire straits of, oh my God, I just need to make sure I got a roof over my head, food in the refrigerator, et cetera.
Sure.
And so I haven't been there in a long time, but every level of success has its challenge and you have to meet the challenge.
Yeah, and, you know, and I love the fact that you mentioned that the young lady shared with your story. Why do you think it was so important for her to share a story with you?
So number one, to know that you're not alone. Okay. Everybody goes through this. If you all think that Bill Gates and the folks at Google and other places have not weathered these storms, they have. Mm-hmm. It's just whether you're willing to keep going, ask for help. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest challenge. Many of us, we too busy, you know, trying to look good, be right and be in control, that we don't ask for the help that we need. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to put it all out there in full transparency and in vulnerability. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody could have taken that and used it against me, but they didn't. And so people met me where I was to give me the support that I needed.
That's awesome. What was the best piece of advice you received as you were going through this?
The best piece of advice that I, it wasn't even advice. It was just a confirming what I knew about myself. I just needed somebody else to say it. Girl, you a badass. Get up and get it going. I mean, that really was what they said to
plain
me.
Plain and simple.
I was like, wait a minute. You know what? You're right. I am. And you know, somebody, sometimes you have to be reminded of who you are mm-hmm. at the very depths of your soul, who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's very good advice out there. So folks listening, you are bad. I won't use the rest of it. You are bad. She can do it. I can't do it. But you know, as you think back to that experience, and again, I'm an entrepreneur as well and been there and can relate to it so much. So how do you think that experience change you as a person, those dark moments, those low valley moments starting out in entrepreneurship, how did it change you as a person?
I mean, it certainly changed you for the better. It helps you remember that all these things are just temporary.
Yeah.
And persistence is critical. You have to keep going even when you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I could have ever done, especially jumping into this space, is taking off a mask. Because, you mm-hmm. know, for many of us, corporate America makes you wear a mask mm-hmm. and doesn't allow you to be your true authentic self. And so it shaped me in the way of, you know, stepping into my authenticity. Mm-hmm. Success is not a real formula for everybody. There isn't really an A plus B equals C. I mean, of course, there are certain things, systems and processes that you need to put in place, but you can't account for authenticity and trust and integrity and real relationships mm-hmm. and people really wanting to see the best of you and for you mm-hmm. in this space. And so it shaped me in a way to know that there's so much good in this world. I don't care what they show you on TV. I don't care what you feel like you're experiencing. That's there's right. so many good people in this world and there's so much good. And I get such passion out of helping other people yeah. understand yeah. and know what I know, because I know what it has done for my own business, taking me to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how can I reach back, give a hand up, and not necessarily always a hand out? Because, you know, teaching people to fish is far better than just throwing them one.
That's right.
And so I've been so intentional about making sure that whatever I learned, that I went back to share it with as many people as I knew how to, even if I had to monetize it. People should be willing to pay for that. But, you know, weathering a storm to short circuit somebody else's journey so that they won't have to run in circles the way I did initially.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that as well. What very well said. As you look back today, what would you do differently on that journey?
Oh, so I definitely wouldn't jump off that cliff. Like I jumped off with no safety, like just free fall, like diving, like I don't think I would free fall the way I did. I think I would take more calculated risk. I think I would definitely make sure I had more money and make sure that I had the systems and processes in place. Because I think initially what happens is we don't just jump into business and become a business. We jump into business and become self-employed.
Yeah.
And self-employed means you left one job to give yourself another one.
Yeah.
Running a business means you left a job to put people in place that can take your vision to the next level without mm-hmm. you being present. Mm-hmm. And so I've learned so much in that space about making sure that you're running a business and not just self-employed, because self-employed means you're just as tied to this business as you were running and, you know, making somebody else some money.
That's right.
So that has been a critical lesson for me. I've much better understand that now, is, you know, being better prepared for that.
Well, I think that's great. And then people, you know, listening out there, for those folks who are entrepreneurs, LaPrana just said, you don't want to just become self-employed. You want to have systems in place, people in place, so you can continue to forge your vision and right. passion along for the organization that you're running. So I think that's very well said. Appreciate you sharing that with our audience. So LaPrana, we're coming off of 2020, tough year for a lot of folks. People lost money, lost loved ones, lost possessions, lost hope. What advice can you give our audience to keep fighting, to keep going, and to make 2021 a much better year?
Sure. So first, I would switch that and say, for some of us, 2020 was the best year we ever had.
Sure. Yeah.
And for others, it was a challenge because we were unprepared for the storm, because we didn't prepare for the storm before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so my biggest, you know, lesson and suggestion to people is get prepared now before the storm. Because if you all think this was the last storm, it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we pivot? And so for those of us who have always relied on live events or meeting face-to-face, we had to pivot quickly.
Yes.
So that's one thing. The other part to that is, you know, for many who were employed and lost their jobs, what do you have in your hand, in your heart, that you can use to monetize?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we become a culture that's so reliant on somebody handing us a job.
Mm-hmm.
But we come from an ancestry and a DNA where you were always able to use your hands and your intellect or whatever you had to monetize it. Our ancestors did it beautifully, whether we realize it or not. So how do you take what you already know and turn that into something that can be monetized so you can continue to make money? If you choose to go back to a job, great. If you don't, then certainly you can use what you have and monetize it. There is enough resources in this community for counseling coaches at no cost to you. It is your taxpayers' dollars at work. So utilize them, get into classes, they're free. I teach them, Tommy has taught them in places like small business centers at community colleges. A lot of times they're giving these using your taxpayers' dollars. Take advantage of it.
Yes.
Find a coach, find a mentor, find a counselor. There's always somebody that's done this before you. You don't have to do this alone.
Yeah.
When it comes to the health of our nation and this pandemic, I hope everybody's taking this seriously. Now, the funny thing is I'm a public health professional by trade. I have a master's degree in health promotion and disease prevention. So I understand what it means to make sure that the community's health mm-hmm. is first and foremost taken seriously. And so making sure that people are masked up, that there's social distancing and all of this until we really get a handle on this.
Sure.
I don't want anybody to put this at risk. I'm so very cautious about that. Even with my daughter going out, whether she's bringing it home or whether I'm going out somewhere and, you know, are around people, but also boosting your immune system. This is really now the time is to really take care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like vitamins, you sure better take them now. You really want to boost your immune system. And many of us have pre-existing conditions. It is critical that we are conscious of that and make sure that people are taking care of themselves.
That is great advice. Folks, if you're not pumped up and fired up by LaPrana Spann, I'm not sure what's going on with you. So if you're looking for a coach out there, speaker, consultant, you got to definitely tap into LaPrana Spann. LaPrana, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to contact you again?
Sure. So again, you can schedule a consultation on my website. It is laineconsultingllc.com. That's L-A-I-N consulting LLC.com. There's a schedule a consultation button on the contact us page. You can also contact me at 704-966-7622. I'm certainly happy to talk with you, walk you through where you are in your journey in entrepreneurship and hopefully provide some advice that will help you think through and take your business to the next level.
Yeah. Folks, you got a plethora of knowledge there. Tap into it and utilize her service as much as you possibly can. So LaPronda, we talked a lot about some of the tough stuff. You ready to have some fun?
Sure. Go right ahead.
You got water? Get you some water?
I got some water. All right. I'm on the hot seat. Oh, good.
All right. This is the segment of our show. It's called Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a number of questions, rapid fire around purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on questions, and we want to just hear your best answer to each question.
Okay.
You ready?
Go.
Okay. LaPronda, give us an example how you've turned a dream into reality.
Oh, being in business. Anytime you're in business for longer than 3 years, you have turned that dream into reality. I'm still here making money. My company went 6 figures in 3 years. I'm good.
That's awesome.
As a single parent.
Yeah. Bye. Good. What gives your life meaning?
I love, my daughter is the first and foremost. I love that I have a mini me that is a reflection of me. That is my gift to the world, giving back in a way that says I built this young lady into someone that is respectful and mannerable and that is caring and compassionate about other people, and seeing her gifts and really nurturing that. That's a gift to me.
Yes. Awesome. Beautiful. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your time?
Travel relentlessly. I love seeing the world. Africa changed me. Hawaii changed me. St. Martin changed me. I love other cultures, history, people. I love traveling.
Awesome. What word best describes you?
Authentic. Okay. What you see is what you get. Who I am is who I am.
Okay. What problem do you want to solve in our world?
Loving unconditionally. And that's me challenging myself, is really loving people, whether they're being ugly, you're still seeing beyond people's challenges, faults, issues, and loving them unconditionally regardless.
Awesome. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Probably swimming. Swimming. We found all kind of water holes to swim in. So I would say swimming.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
Sleep. You know how hard entrepreneurship is. Sleeping is a luxury.
Steve Harvey said you can't sleep as an entrepreneur. You can't get sleep. No way. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
I thought I wanted to be Jacques Cousteau. I love the water. I still love the water. I love the ocean, and I love anything underwater, sea life. I love Jacques Cousteau. All right. I would have been a marine biologist.
Awesome. Who inspires you the most?
My mother. She is the most mild-mannered person on the planet. Mm-hmm. She has so much patience for people, and she loved teaching. And so I really admire my mother's tenacity when it comes to handling people with care so that they always remember that they were loved when they were in her presence.
Awesome. What's something about yourself that we might be surprised to learn about you?
Probably that I'm a daredevil to the 15th power, like jumping out of airplanes, kayaking in the Mexican River, ziplining across a mountain, like anything that is like extreme, that is so who I am.
Wow. Okay. You're watching for her on television when it's extreme sports. All right. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
6 month sabbatical to travel. I don't know if COVID will allow me. That was what I was supposed to do because I had a huge birthday, a big birthday milestone in September. And I planned to take 6 months off to just travel. I didn't get to do it because of COVID. That is still on my bucket list. Wow.
Happy belated birthday as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
Probably reading. I read everything. I mean, I read all the time. I read a lot. It's just in me to read. I'm so nosy and I want to know everything. So I love reading.
Good. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
I'll go back to what I said before, that I was a badass and I took every moment that I had to not waste it and to hopefully generate wealth for my family to the next level and leave a legacy that they can be proud of.
Awesome. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
That's a great question. I would have to say, I think about Wonder Woman. I don't know why I think about Wonder Woman, but I think it's really seen in the minds of other people. Yeah. Kind of like the what women want, what men want, like when you can see what other people are thinking. I'm always curious about that and why they are wired the way they are.
Good answer. If I were to walk through your home right now, what clues would reveal to me about what it is that you love?
I've done a whole lot of redecorating lately. Okay. So I love color. So what you'll see is a lot of color behind me, as you can see, striped walls and design. Mm-hmm. I love color. I think, you know, ultimately I'm a person that just colorful inside and out is the best way, even though I'm really honestly an introvert, but color is probably the biggest thing you'll know about me is that I like life, just seeing life all around me.
Yeah. What do you love to learn about?
How people made it. Yeah. Their journeys into entrepreneurship or success or whatever that looks like, really understanding them to the core, not just what their their net worth is, but what is in the core of them that got them to that space. Because there's something in a person that's wires them for success. And so I'm always curious about that.
Good. What sparks your creativity?
Water, believe it or not. Anywhere that I'm around water, things just flow to me. I mean, I can be in the shower, I can be washing dishes, I can be sitting on the beach. Water is always something that has been a big part of creativity for me.
That's good. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Women's equality.
Okay, good one.
I'm such a fan of Kamala right now. Like I'm a rah-rah corner right now for her.
Sure, you're getting a lot of amens out there now. I yes. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
So I'm going to go a little bit different. So most people say Oprah, and I probably would have said Oprah about 5 years ago, and I still am such a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm a big fan right now. I love spirituality, anything related to spirituality. And I, you know, many people know that I'd spent 10 days in a meditation retreat center to get completely silent, because I think in the silence, there's so much that comes out of the silence. And so I would probably say somebody like a Jay Shetty or Dandapani, who are former monks that are now YouTubers, influencers, that really talk about how you bring purpose to your life through quiet and purpose and passion for people, but getting quiet to allow your life to be filled up, your spirit to be filled, so you can move forward with whatever your journey is.
I love it. What do you love to do for others?
I love gift giving. I love Christmas. I know it's so commercial, but I love Christmas and birthdays and celebrating people. So I think it's that type of, anytime I get an opportunity to give people, not only from the place of, you know, from speaking into their lives, but also giving to them in a way that, you know, helps hopefully them understand how you feel about them purposefully.
Good. What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
I'm going to be kind of just cliche and say my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have ever had kids if I had not had my daughter in the way. It was kind of a surprise. I thought I was food poisoning and all of that gift. I was so busy chasing my career. I don't know if I would have ever stopped long enough to get married and have kids.
Wow.
So my daughter is a gift because she has come back to teach me how to love again in a way that's pure and authentic and sincere and not just, for people you know, but all people, because she has such a compassion for races and genders, and she's just a very loving child. And so I get to learn from her in that way and love again.
That's awesome. What's been the best compliment you've ever received?
That I'm a person of integrity. I do what I say I'm going to do. Because one of the things that many entrepreneurs said, you know, because many of us say, well, if it's anything I can do to help you, let me know. And then they don't. Well, anytime I've had something that come across at my desk that I knew somebody else could do that I didn't do, it wasn't a service that I offered, I will refer them to it. And they said, and so one of the compliments was, many people say it, but you actually do it.
That's good.
And I'm grateful for the opportunity to help others.
That's awesome. I love it. What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Speak my mind, which is why I stayed in trouble at home and in corporate America.
And in school, right? Well, right?
I've learned diplomacy with it because a lot of times you would get it raw and uncut. So I've gotten better with that. But yeah, I definitely will speak my mind.
Oh, good. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
Every time I looked out in the audience and I saw my mother proud of anything that I had done, she would be there. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that parents be present to support your kids because I noticed that a lot of parents don't understand how critical that is when we can look out and see you in the audience. Yeah. I don't care if I'm the worst singer on the planet, but if I see you there supporting me, it makes a big difference. And so I say, you know, really seeing my mother support me at whatever I did as a child.
Awesome. She sounds like amazing, amazing lady. Mm-hmm. What does success look like for you?
Debt-free. Yeah, I shouldn't have any bills. Mm-hmm. And really just being able to, you know, travel or do whatever you want to without having to count coins, ask for permission, but also to bring somebody else along and add value to whatever they're trying to do, help them to the next level. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. Okay. That's a lot of freedom there.
For the people who know you best, what would they say your life purpose is?
Probably speaking life into them to do something different than what they're doing. I think people settle too much. Mm-hmm. I think mediocrity is a curse word. Mm-hmm. If you are mediocre, that is just unacceptable to just be mediocre. Mm-hmm. You really should be striving for the best in yourself. And so hopefully they will see what I'm doing and it influences them. And then sometimes they come and ask, like everybody that talked to me about, oh my God, you left corporate America, girl, you crazy. And then all of them come to me and ask me how to do it too.
Right, absolutely.
Or I went back and got my degree when my daughter was 18 months. Oh my God, oh, you going back to school? I ain't doing that. And then everybody went back and got a degree. Wow. So you have to be willing to be a trailblazer in this space for people who are watching you. You don't know how they're watching you.
Yeah. What are you most grateful for?
Grateful for the opportunity to shape my own life and destiny. Mm-hmm. Most people won't take that chance. They wait for somebody else to give them permission to do stuff. I'm grateful for understanding that I control my own destiny. Yeah. It starts with thought and ends with deeds, but yeah.
What's been the biggest life lesson you've learned?
Trust your intuition.
Okay, good, I like that. And last but not least, how do you want to be remembered in history?
How I made a difference in somebody's life, even if it's in the smallest way, whether it's something that I said or something that I did for them. I mean, that in of itself is what we should be doing for each other anyway. And it doesn't always mean it costs anything to stop and, you know, give a person an encouraging word, give a person a referral, offer them your supporters or service. You know, it's just how we should be supporting each other anyway.
LaPronda Spann, you've survived. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. Great job. Folks, again, you see a big heart. You see a person who's very competent. Be sure to reach out to her for advice in terms of coaching, consulting, whatever it is she's doing out there. I think she's doing a program that's coming up here soon, right? A program coming up soon?
Sure. So I will be launching this online course. For those of you who are looking to get off that gerbil wheel and move from 5,000 clients to 5 for the same amount of money, I want to teach you about government certifications and contracting and what that has meant for me, how it took my company to 6 figures in 3 years, and but also all the nuance and things that many government agencies don't tell you about how to land them as a client.
That is awesome.
February 15th is the launch.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm sure you'll be able to get back in touch with her even beyond February 15th if you have more questions about that as well. So LaPronda, the purpose of our podcast is to get folks to really look at resiliency and purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. What last thoughts can you share with the audience around resiliency and purpose?
Sure. I mean, again, you are going to face challenges in life. It is just what life is. The question is, how do you weather that storm? Do you let that storm consume you, or are you going to conquer that storm? And so some of it is, again, finding a coach, a counselor, someone who has done it, been there, done that before, that you're willing to be authentic and true and vulnerable and reach out and ask for help, because it's going to be there. you can move through all of this and see the other side. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, even if you don't see it right now. The goal is to move forward even when you don't feel like it, even if somebody has to be pushing you from behind to get you there. We want to see you successful. You can be successful. You can get to the next level. People are watching you whether you know it or not, because if you can do it, they know they can. And so it is my hope and prayer that you understand how valuable you are and really want to move through whatever journey you're going through right now to see the other side, because it's waiting on you. Life is waiting on you. And whatever you have to offer this world is looking for you.
Awesome words, LaPrandra Spann. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Thank you for
sharing your just real life advice. I think it's going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there. And again, folks, feel free to reach out to LaPrandra Spann and get her coaching, get her programs and take advantage of those opportunities. Now, if you're someone out there who is an overcomer with an amazing story, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com. Also subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this, rate us, share with your folks on social media. Today's, and again, if you want to be a sponsor, we're looking for sponsors daily. We'd love to have you. Today's sponsor was Million Dollars Business Pathway. And again, I want to thank you guys for your time and energy today. God bless, peace, and deuces.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.